Right. Hello, welcome to this talk. We're going to explain what this title means, hopefully by the end of the talk. So this is the agenda.
Is the microphone too high?
No, why not? So we're going to explain, we're going to introduce the ET Minion, what it is, by describing the architecture, the custom extension, and then some very brief conclusion about me. This hasn't changed since last year, this slide, except this line and this line.
Oh.
Right. So the only thing is that now I'm not an echo, and I have zero free time to do my personal project. So what is an echo, and why am I here? So it's an early stage startup. We're really trying to take the world open seriously when it comes to AI. And what we have, amongst other things, is we started iFoundry. You will find it at that link. We famously, I think, for many people, acquired the Esperanto Technologies IP, and then we're open sourcing it. We don't stop there, and in every discussion that we have internal to the company, open source hardware and what it means and how we're going to do it is like things that takes 90% of a fun discussion. So what is ET for the ET Minion things? ET is extraterrestrial, but essentially it's the prefix that we use for everywhere the Esperanto legacy technology when it's been open source, because all the code was Esperanto technology, and they said, okay, let's call it ET. Of this part, there are various links here just to show how open we are on everything. This is firmware, emulator, real hardware, everything, but the thing that is really important for this talk is this. Here we're going to find all the manual and even the schematics of the board that you're going to see soon. Right. So what am I here? Why am I here? Good question. What I wanted to do is, like, now that we actually open source this and we found we got the IP and we see the amount of work that was done for Esperanto and we open sourcing it, I think this was the perfect room to actually discuss this architecture and what they did and things that I like, but I'm not going to express opinion in this talk, by the way. This is not going to be a comparison between existing or proposed SIMD or vector RISC-V extension. We kind of had a talk about that. And it's not a declaration that this extension and whatever we have in the original ETSOC1 is absolutely perfect. Far from it, and you'll see why. So in order to start doing this, we need to start talking about the architecture, because you cannot really express an ISA if you don't describe the architecture for which it was created. So here's the dev board. The dev board, of course, behind this very optimistic heatsink, you will find the ETSOC1 chip. You find LPDDR4, which is now is probably the most valuable thing of the whole board, and a PMIC and a FDDI. So behind this chip are